And I just wanted to give you one example, and many of you will have heard this, and if not, just read it in the British Journal of Cancer or read it in the daily newspapers. The Routes to Diagnosis work. It's an example of an analysis that really couldn't have been done on any one data set, but required the various data sets to be linked together. So the question was, what routes do cancer patients take in getting to diagnosis? And the headline finding is that nearly a quarter of all cancer patients present as emergencies. Now, that varies from cancer to cancer. It's about 3% for melanoma, 4% for breast cancer, up to as high as 60% for brain tumours. Almost exactly the rank ordering you might have predicted. Except that I don't remember when I was working in the field of breast cancer that as many as 4% of breast cancer patients presented as emergencies. So where were these patients going? But if you look behind those figures, you'll find that it's 20% in the over 80s. And so are those patients ever getting to our multidisciplinary teams? Are they being dealt with elsewhere? And what more can we do to pick up those patients earlier? And I could go through a whole lot of other cancers, but I thought that might be important. And, of course, the other point is that those who do present as emergencies, irrespective of cancer type, they do worse than those who present through any other route, two-week wait, ordinary routine referral, whatever it may be. And